Is this thing on?
Are you ready for this one? UCR. Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna do it again this week. So that video, like when I see the playback, it kind of sounds like shit. And last week I said that, and then James thought that I was talking about like what he did there. But so I don't know if it looks like shit for you guys. And then he kind of got mad and thought that I meant like what he did, and like he just did that like I don't know an hour before we went on air. I was like, just throw something together real quick and like throw some pictures in. I don't know, we just need something real quick, like right, and throw the old theme song from when we were on Blog Talk like 8 years ago. Just do it real quick, right? It's fine, you can do this. You'll be all right. My bad. So and it wasn't your video, it was just the video because of the sound quality, like cuts out, and I don't know if that's what people see, but I didn't mean what you did look like.
All right. It's fine. Hopefully we'll have a better one sooner rather than later.
I know, we forgot. Well, there's only been a day, so we've been busy with other crap. But so, you know, the rest of the people on the line besides Mr. Lips here is we got Luke and we have Miss Vera. Hey, Kiss, how we doing?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
Oh, wow, guys. Like, literally, just as you introduced me, my niece, who works for the biggest airline here, just messaged me and said she just got stood down. Like, literally just now.
Well, what is stood down in Australia? You mean laid off?
Yeah. Stood down. So she's laid off. She's been made redundant, more or less.
Exactly.
They took the dog out to the farm.
Wait there, I'll just ask her.
Is that some kind of sexual thing in Australia? Like, I wasn't real for certain about that.
No, she's been just sacked, more or less. She's worked for that company for years.
Was she regional or international?
She's regional, so she was, like, domestic flights.
Well, what is it? So we talked kind of a little about it on Tuesday. Where is Australia at right now with lockdowns?
We're like, I think a stage two in my state. Like, you can still go grocery shopping. You can still go to, you can only exercise or walk around in pairs. So somebody from another household you can meet with and walk with and stuff like that, with maintaining social distancing. The police are enforcing everything now and like going around to people's houses and seeing what's going on. So, and it's a finable offense. Theaters. I think it's like $13,000 or something if you violated the quarantine.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, they ain't playing.
Wait, I'll see if I can get Jessica to give us a call quickly.
So too much.
Yeah, sorry. I'm distracted. Okay. But, yeah, look, as far as work goes, work's still the same. Nothing's changed in my work load so far, but it is changing very slowly. Like, they're going to – only if it peaks here. Like, we've only got very minimal cases in my regional area. We've only got, like, I think 7 positives here, which is low, and they've all been from people overseas. There's been no community-acquired positives here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, Vera, what's going on the home front, sister friend? What's happening? What you know?
Well, nothing's new under the sun. You know, I had an incident at work today when a woman wouldn't put on a mask, and I refused to see her.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's like, you know what? I'm masked up to protect you. You need to mask up to protect me. And she's like, no, I can't wear that.
Why?
I didn't ask. I just said, if you're not wearing a mask, we're not going to do this visit.
And, you know, that's fair enough. And, you know, my mom got told, oh, God, I don't want to get too personal with stuff, that she shouldn't be wearing a mask. Like, she's not unwell, but she's wearing the mask because she feels like she's scared. She's 64. She's an RN. She's working. She wants to wear a mask when she's interacting with other people through work. And she was told that she shouldn't be doing that. And well, I think, well, what's the harm? What's the harm? She's not hurting anyone by doing it. Even if, like, they're saying now, it's not really going to protect someone who's healthy because, you know, if someone sick coughs in your face, the particles will go through your eyes and nose and whatever anyway. But I think, you know, if people need to do what they got to do to stay, you know, to maintain their own sense of safety, like, I don't think there's any harm. Realistically, everyone should be wearing a mask. So that way then, because we don't know who's got it and who doesn't. If everyone wore a mask, then it would be very seldomly spread.
Well, when I was in nursing school, they taught us you assume that everybody's got it. That's
right.
The way you keep yourself.
Yeah. Same as when you do blood, when you do anything, you assume they've got HIV, you assume they got hepatitis C. You take all those precautions because you don't know.
So I'm assuming that everybody I meet is contaminated, and I'm assuming that I'm contaminated as well.
This is why I don't leave the house.
That's why I go everywhere.
Yeah, I make him the gopher. And you got to decontaminate before you come in. We just ain't doing that.
Instead of a helicopter house.
Yeah, I hear it too. I wasn't going to say nothing because I'm like over here like, Nobody needs to panic. No need to worry. They're just, you know, preparing for the... So, all right, I ordered solar panels. I'm covered. I'm ready.
So, Jeff, have you had any more, like, out-of-body experiences since last time?
I did.
Oh.
So I was, like, tweeting with Rosie or whatever, and we were talking about the show and stuff, because she had come on, when we were on Blog Talk, she was on Jake's show. So she was like, yeah, come on, just tell me when. And it was just kind of a little out of body, because she's the reason how the whole show got started.
And look, you love Rosie.
Yeah, like, so...
Everyone out there, Jeff's always loved Rosie. Rosie's his girl.
Yeah, and like, so when I got started for Blog Talk with Rosie Radio, like, I would call in there, and I got on there the first time, and I was like banging on the kitchen window like, Joe, get your ass in here, I'm gonna be on Rosie Radio. He came running in, he's like, hi. She's like, Joe, get in here, you know. So it was just, it was ridiculous. That's so cool. Like, I think we listened to the playback and recorded it, you know, like when it was next on Sirius, and then we were like texting it to everybody like, we have Rosie show, oh my god. So it's a little trippy. I'm like, kind of like, oh shit.
Can we address, like, quickly, just with Rosie coming on, because I'm so excited. I think it's amazing that Rosie would do the show. But just some of the stupid behaviors on our page, like, what?
Oh no, bitch. No, this is how it's got to roll. Because so, well, just with our posts, it's been so much fun. We've had a lot of trolls. And so it's really about, if you troll our page, like, I kind of live for this. Like, I'm home. I got 3 kids and things. I got time on my hands. So if you like Wendy's on Twitter, you see that they are like the master roaster. So if you come to our page and you leave some shit, I'm going to give it back to you. Mm-hmm. And then odds are I'm going to get bored and I'm just going to ban you anyways. So.
But why? So, like, you know, we're politically divisive here too, but there it just seems toxic.
Well, and it's just kind of crazy in general. Like, I never understand. Oh.
Miss Vera.
Hit the button on your, you know, around your neck. You know that one that we got for you? Oh, dear.
I think she said she'd be right back. So,
life of her.
Sorry, Vera.
We'll bring her back when she comes back.
Life alert. Oh no! Thank God she's a nurse. I'm just saying, it's never good when somebody in a live show has a camera in New Zealand. They're just gone. They're not. Never good. Yep. Oh shit! Here I thought today.
Here she is.
Girl.
Hey, Bear. Oh, she got a headset on. Okay, hey, I'm with back. You now. Go.
I had to get some headsets. I was having trouble hearing.
I didn't know if Life Alert was going to make it.
Now I lost it all again.
Oh, boy.
Thank Lord in heaven.
So, Vera, in your line of work, though, have you, like, obviously you're making people, you know, take droplet precautions now, wear masks when they deal with you. Are you finding though, like as you said, there was someone who refused. I've been seeing that too in the hospital because now when people visit our ward, like we have an admin girl who'll always say, look, they'll do the, there's a lot of questions they got to ask them, you know, have you been exposed to the virus? Have you had any symptoms of, you know, runny nose, cough, blah, blah, blah. And then when they come through, then she's like, I'll make you wash your hands before I open the door because we actually have the door secured now. And people are getting angry. Why do I have to do that? Oh, that's stupid. Like, why not just do it? Don't be so pig-headed. Just do what is being asked of you because at the end of the day, we're all just trying to protect each other. It's not about making you feel bad about yourself or that we think you have something or whatever. Like, let that go. And are you finding that's how patients are behaving? And so, like, obviously that woman or man in your circumstance who refused to wear the mask felt like you were insinuating something.
I do psych nursing. So I think it was more of a claustrophobia thing with this patient.
Yeah. You're dealing with a whole different, yeah. Right.
The majority of my patients are scared. And if they see we're trying to protect them, you know, they don't want to come in. They're all coming in because they have med administration needs. That's the only patients we're seeing in the office right now. So
yeah, like click stool and stuff like that. Yep.
Right. You know, so they're coming in, but they're scared. They're afraid to be there, you know. So they're totally happy when they see me gloved up and giving them a mask and saying we're going to walk this way and, you know.
Well, that's good. And like, I hope it shifts so, because when I see people out in public, look, our natural aversion is to think like, oh, Jesus, like this is so, that looks really scary. But we need to shift our minds. Now I'm like, you know what? That person's taking precautions. They're doing something about like that, and it's making them feel safer. So let them be.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know how you found, but the sloppiest people I've seen have been doctors. The people taking the least amount of precautions
are
MDs.
Is that new?
It's really not new. No.
No, no.
I remember being at an obstetric rotation and watching a doctor's tie swing back and forth across a pregnant mother's vulva. It's like, oh, come on.
But, please. Like... In defense of the doctors, their minds are in so many places. There's so much going on. There really is. That it's, you know what? We can remind them. We can. And as long as they're not pig-headed as well. Yeah. Most of them are like, oh, thank you, thank you. Like I've had doctors say, oh, thank you. Like, thanks for letting me, like reminding me. Because their minds are going, a mile a minute. Like they're just got so much happening. So, they're cool with it for the most part. I've only ever come across a handful of like difficult people, and that's just like in any other situation in life.
I'm still pissed at my doctor. This bitch made me come in because I hadn't been there in 6 months and I needed a refill on my inhaler. And I'm like,
oh, that's pretty standard practice, Jeffrey.
I don't care. Miss Rona is coming around slapping people, taking them down while they're walking their dogs and shit. You want me to come in a doctor's office to get a refill on my puffer while there's a respiratory disease taking people out left and right. Fuck.
Well, it's better than going into an ER.
No. No. You just
And
know.
Jeff, I will just say though.
Phone a friend, bitch.
The fact you have respiratory difficulties makes you a high risk person as well.
Exactly. That's why I'm being
You need that puffer. How else are you going to get it? But you know what? Actually, what's happening here, like I said last show, we don't need scripts for a lot of that kind of stuff now. Pharmacists just dispense it. You just go to the chemist, they'll give it to you. You don't need your script for like your puffer or...
This is why I called this bitch and said, hello, hello, I would like to get a refill on my puffer. Can you please call it in? And then they're like, and then I'm the asshole though. I'm the asshole that said, do I need to come in? Because she was just going to call it in. But then I was like, maybe I had a dumbass.
Did so you miss an appointment every 6 months?
No, I haven't just been there in a while. I was going in because, you know, I go to therapy every week because I'm crazy. And I'm fine with it, you know, because I don't normally leave the house. So this is like, I'm like, what is everybody flipped out about for, you know? My therapist and I are talking about it. I'm like, I really do have a problem because this don't affect me at all. I'm like, it's kind of nice because I don't have to worry about anybody coming over. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually less stressful. So, you know, I don't have to worry about the Ring doorbell going off. I don't have to worry about nobody trying to come for dinner. It's less stressful. The only thing I got to worry about now is people trying to talk on the phone.
I have a question for you, Jeffrey. You posted earlier this week that you just gave your kids summer break.
Oh, yeah.
How's the homeschooling going?
Well, he's in therapy, so I guess that answers.
Oh, did you think I was kidding? 30 seconds into homeschooling, I opened the package, looked at the first page of the letter, and I was like, that looks real complicated and long. Put it back in the package, and I said, welcome to summer break. But now they just said, because they said it was just review materials. I'm like, I don't get paid for this. My kid got an IEP and he got a one-on-one aid. There's only one of me and these three kids. I got a job. I watch other children. I love my children, but we
are you still taking other children during the coronavirus?
I got a couple from some essential folks, so you know, I got to do what I got to do. But I have to bleach them off before they come in.
Are you dipping them like
it's
cattle?
Not like... anymore, so it's fine. It's legal. I asked CPS. They said it was okay in these circumstances. So
yeah. I accidentally hose them down. Scrubs
well,
today.
I pulled my daughter out of daycare yesterday, so she's pulled for the next 2 weeks at least.
Either they're dirty.
Well, like, the director rang me, actually, and she's like, how's everything? And I'm like, look, I'm pulling her because my mother's frightened, because my mother is, like, the second primary caregiver for my daughter. And I'm like, she's, you know, an older person, immunocompromised. I'm like, look, she's frightened because if my daughter's attending a public place and is at potential risk and being a carrier, then it's just causing a lot of things. And I was just like, look, it's better I just keep her home for 2 weeks and we'll manage in the family. You know, my sister's helping out a lot. She's at my sister's house right now so I can do the show. And we just got to band together.
I would think that
my mom is on lockdown. My mom's 80 years old with a heart condition. She's not allowed to be within 6 feet of us and she can't come into any of our houses. We're dropping off food and talking to her through the door.
Yeah, and that's how it's going to be with me eventually because I'm working frontline, so are you, Vera. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with people. Our job means we have physical contact with other human beings and we can't avoid that. I will be eventually having my daughter just stay with my mother and I'll be visiting. It'll be like Rapunzel. I'll just be like calling up, like, hey. And that's just how it's going to be for... At least for a few weeks, it's going to really affect my mental health. It's going to really affect my relationship with my daughter. And it's going to be a struggle. But It's what is going to happen. And we just have to accept it.
There was a video on YouTube last week. I don't really remember the particulars, but it was a doctor in Spain. And he's coming home and the little boy is running towards him, screaming, "Papa, Papa." And the nurse, the guy's in scrubs. He's clearly medical. And he's like, "No, no, no, no." And he's like, down and cries because he doesn't want his kid next to him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, I mean, well, and just the thought of like being a parent and getting sick. What do you, or one of your kids getting sick?
And you're a single dad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I said that on the last show, or, you know, I've said it in conversation, you know, what would happen to the kids, you know? Like, thank God James is here, but I mean, it's not his responsibility, you know? So it's very, it was something that crosses my mind. It's something I think about, you know? I don't put a lot of weight into it because it's something that's out of my control. You know,
quick question. Does Joe have anything to do with the kids?
No, I adopted him on my own.
Yeah. His parents were involved. Are they still around?
Yeah. They see the kids all the time. Yeah. But I mean, for simple, like Joe moved away. So it kind of just made sense for me to really do it, you know?
Right.
It was what was best for the, made sense for the kids and I, and for him. You know, so it was a good thing for all of us, really.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I remember when I first started nursing, I was working an infectious disease floor. And I had a strict rule that if I was in my scrubs, my niece and my nephew could not hug me. They had to stay away. They could not come near me when I was in my scrubs.
Yeah, and that's why my boss told me, my last shift, so I'm on a couple of days off right now. I'm doing night duty tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's like, from now on, guys, bring your uniform, leave some uniforms here at the hospital, come in your civilian gear, change into your scrubs. When you leave your shift, we're going to shower there, put our civvies back on, bag our scrubs, and take them home, wash them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something my boss has just already put in place. He's just like, let's just do it. It's not like a hospital thing or anything. It's just like what he's asked us to do. And I think that's a reasonable thing.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the double masking procedure, that was my boss. That's not the clinic procedure. That's just if my nurses are going to be seeing patients while everybody else is doing telehealth, we're going to take precautions.
Yeah.
Well, and I just think it's the smartest thing to do. Like, that was something, too, my therapist and I talked about, was how I don't, you know, I like playing the neurotic person about it, you know? It's fun for me to get people to laugh and be like, you know, oh, my God, my body left my soul. The dude walked to my house. But really, on the inside, like, I'm just being cautious, you know? Like, again, it's, I can only control what I can control. And I can control the things that come into my house. I can control the procedures that I do when I go into a grocery store. I can control my environment. Those are the things I can, and that's it. And
well, I mean, it's hard not to have some sense of responsibility. You know, you're coming, you're bringing this stuff home. Yes, you're taking your scrubs off. Yes, don't hug me when I have my scrubs on. But it's on your shoes, you know. It's in your hair, you know. It's, I mean, we're not showering at work. We don't have the facilities to shower at work, you know.
Yeah. What I'm doing now, though, is I go home. Like, what I've been doing is, because usually my daughter's either at daycare or at my mother's house, I come home first. Get everything off, shower, throw it in the wash. I've been like Glen 20-ing my shoes, which is like a disinfectant spray. I'm just like, and that's
can't
just kind of what
can't find disinfectant spray in New York.
Well, I already had some because we can't get it here now either. And actually, I was going through like a cupboard the other day and I found like all of these disinfectant wipes, like hospital grade disinfectant wipes. I'm like, ah, oh, score. It was like a lottery.
Well, I found some really great high-end hand lotion when I was doing my toilet paper inventory the other day, but I haven't scored any antibacterial wipes.
I can't. Luke, I'm sorry. I just keep looking at him like, look at him, how he's sitting and everything in the background.
I'm sort of leaning on my couch.
It's just screaming. Like,
what should I do? 90s?
Like, I don't
you
know,
definitely have
80s,
this,
early 90s. Like, I'm like, I don't know, Miami Vice, but like, I'm about to go do a porn. Like, I'm just waiting for like the 90s music. You know, he just needs that mustache and be like the 90s porn star. And like, we're over here trying to talk about like nursing and like,
well, what should I do?
Just, like, waiting for like Luke to get like railed from behind.
Listen, I've got anxiety being on camera for one whole hour without a break. And I'm holding my phone. That's the weird part. Next week, I ain't holding the phone anymore. It's too hard, isn't it, Vera? It's crazy. We're getting tripods. Yeah. This shit ends today. It ends today.
That's why I had to stand up. I'm like, I can't sit down. I can't be stuck in one place. I've got to be able to at least wiggle while I'm doing this, or I'm gonna go nuts.
Well, that's what I was saying before. I was like, tell Jeff to stop swiveling, and then I was like, James, like, he's standing. I'm like, oh.
No, because I was going nuts last week in that chair and it made me uncomfortable. I'm like, because usually when we're on the radio show, I'm running around the house. I'm not sitting in one spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in my
and I'm the same too. I think we all like to, like, you know.
You sound like Star Jones. I can hear you breathing. I can always hear you breathing. I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass, bitch. I got to keep moving. I can't just sit
there. Last week, I took my phone out into the street to look at the fire trucks down the block.
Like, I'm like, I can't believe it. There was an interview we did once and it was a very important interview and it was very good information. And I was doing a very naughty act. That's what I'm saying. Very naughty act. Very naughty. In the beginning, in the interview. I deserve.
Oh my God. Well, Jeff, let's lighten the mood, because like we've talked about,
and I bet
we've talked about lots of COVID, and you know, like COVID's obviously everything right now because it's ruined all of our lives. And actually, I want to get back to that too, because there's a lot of like political stuff here right now, and a lot of especially like right wing media, because we've got like Sky News who has a lot of right wing commentators and stuff. Yeah, let's get into that first, then we'll go on to something happier. They're saying...
Can we talk about crazy creatures? Can we talk about
crazy creatures for a minute? Well, we've got, like, Alan Jones. He's like, he's been a big figurehead on, like, you know, talkback radio, doing shows like this now as well. He's, like, a commentator on Sky News. He runs his own show, I think, on Sky News, because it's the first time I watched it was today. He's saying that China should be paying reparations to Australia for the damage it's done to our economy. And there's actually been something passed politically now that foreign investors from China can't invest in Australia. Like, they've actually lowered everything to zero. They're like, no, you're not going to use this crisis that you've caused, more or less, to be able to, like, you know, buy up everything in our country. What do you guys think about that? Like, should we hold China accountable for what's happening in the world right now, as the government, not the people, like, you know, just as a country itself, like the government body, should they be accountable for what's happening?
It's pretty bad that you're in Australia and you had to clarify your statement because of Peach Blossom Foundation wearing from the dollar store has made it a global fucking issue.
Mm. Well, I watched the video that you had posted earlier.
Oh, you did. Good.
I have to wonder about the politicians that allowed that level of investment. You know,
that's been happening for forever. because where we are, like geographically, we've always been, we're almost like, that's where they say it's Australasia. Like we're part of Asia more so than the Western world, even though we are a Western country. So the Chinese have always, you know, bought up a lot of stuff here. Like, you know, they own a lot of our milk and things like that.
Chinese own a ton of America too. They really do. There's so much.
The issue is, and like, look, this goes back to like when I had my daughter as a little baby, and I don't want to get too personal or too right-wing, but I had issues getting formula for my daughter because my daughter was formula-fed. She was a baby through surrogacy, so she wasn't breastfed. The Chinese were buying all of the formula off the shelves, shipping it back to home because over there they have fears about their own formula because there was this big thing where all the babies were dying because the formula was toxic there. So now they buy it from Western countries and ship it back home. And Australia being the closest Western country, they were just stripping the shelves. I'd have to ring my grocery store every week and say, can you please put aside 2 tins for me? Because otherwise there's no way you would buy it off the shelf. And now this pandemic has happened. And it's been increased 20-fold. The shelves are bare and it's the same over there. And guess where a lot of stuff's going? Back to China. There were entire ships found, warehouses full. There was a thing on A Current Affair. They were walking into a warehouse just full of everything, sanitizers, nappies, diapers, like everything, like necessities that people need, all being shipped off to China. On boats.
Well, it sounds like China.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
But back to my question though, like, do you feel, and I understand why the people there are doing that though. I don't blame the people. They're a highly densely populated area. They have no real choice. It's survival. They're doing what they have to do. Should their government be held accountable though for the conditions their people have to live in? And what's actually happening to the rest of the world right now? And that's just a question. I'm not giving opinion.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm informed enough about Australian politics to give an opinion.
Oh, you
but
bitch.
I do fear from that clip that I watched that xenophobia is going to come into it.
It will. Absolutely, you know? It will. Yeah. And that's why I want to preface all of that too with, you know, and I work with so many beautiful people. Like, you know, I have like some girls that from the Philippines that are like RNs with me. They've had people like cough at them, call them coronavirus. That shit is not acceptable. That is disgusting. Grow up, you know?
All right.
People need to be reasonable.
Can't with you.
What?
I don't know. What? I just felt like you were looking like Miss Diane Sawyer there for a minute. All right, Miss Lane.
Yeah, look, that kind of shit. I don't tolerate it. I think it's just stupid. It's counterproductive. We're all in this world together, but as a government body, though, I will give my personal opinion. I do feel that the Chinese government should be held a little bit to account. They should be. You know, they need to start, like, enforcing things. Like, close those wet markets. They're back open right now. They're chopping up dogs and bats again. Stop it. You can do that as a government. You can make it illegal.
Well, what about their just plain old purity standards in their food? I mean, they process meats with, like, chemicals. They're processing the meats that they're shipping overseas for sale here in this country. Are processed with lye and Clorox and traces of all sorts of chemicals. You know, if you can't read, and it's one of the rollbacks that the Trump administration has done in the Food and Drug Administration, that they don't have to list a country of origin on your meat anymore because people
really?
Are finding out that the Chinese meat was processed with all these chemicals.
No.
Oh, yeah. That was the most frightening thing. When I read that,
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, that's it. I'm buying meat from like butchers around here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary, you know. Yeah. So you got to go out and spend $9.
Well, here they have to always say where things come from, especially seafood. You know, they will say if you want to buy prawns or shrimp, they will have to say where they're from. You know, like, you know, mm-hmm. from Thailand, from whatever. And people, you know, the ones from Asian countries, no one buys really anymore. They only buy the Australian caught mm-hmm. stuff. Well, and you pay a little bit more. Small price
rolls
to pay.
Back all those regulations, so nobody has to list country of origin.
He seems
well. That's
really good at
horrible.
I know.
Unless it really matters.
Well, that really matters. Do you want to feed your boys beef? That's
well, no. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and people should be able to make informed decisions. That's the thing.
Right.
If someone wants to buy, you know, meat or whatever from China, but they know it's from there, then that's their choice and that's their decision. At least they made it, you know, autonomously. They could make it with an informed choice. If they're just removing that, what are we? We don't know what's going on.
And then the ones that he should roll back, he wouldn't, because he's right. just that. He's a special kind of peach blossom.
Hey, Bo. My nephew just walked in. Sorry.
He's not. That man's not.
It's all about money. His sole motivation is how to make he and his friends the most amount of money.
Well, you know, he's got to make that billion so he can be what he says he is. He's trying to live his best life.
Well, so Sandy's messaged me. So she wanted to call in quickly, like about, you know, a bit of that toxicity we got. So,
I want Sandy to give her advice on the crazy bitches on Facebook.
Well, she did. This is what she said. She said, the comments about Rosie come back to the invisible versus fuckable. Patriarchy renders women one or the other. And to make them invisible, they first destroy their sense of self with the horrible body shaming. So take from that. That's all she was able to comment. She said she's really busy right now. She's doing something with her partner.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I mean,
oh, shit. Sorry.
The crap that I'm seeing. And it's my favorite. So there's people I keep on my Facebook page, you know, just because I'm a nosy bitch. And sometimes there's just people I find that are entertaining because their life is always a soap opera, right? Like, you know, you've got the one that you're like, oh my God, I can't stand them. They need to go. I hate them. It's a strong word, but you know, I just would like to choke them, look at them. But I just can't get rid of their feed because it's like a car wreck. And like, and she's like, cough, cough. I've been throwing up for 3 days and it's so bad. And oh, my kid's quarantined in the other room. And I just, oh. Meanwhile, like, you know, yesterday. She
Guess what, Jeff? We see dying, we call them dying swans in our, in our work lines, don't we, Vera?
It's always
we see them all the time. They'll come in and it's all about them and like, oh my God, my toenails ingrown and I'm gonna die. And
but it's like, you
we
know,
see it all the time.
It could be, and it's like, you know, this bitch is just trying to go get that unemployment check and that extra $600, right? You know, because she was fine yesterday. She ain't having it. Now she's trying to backtrack and make it sound like she's been having it for 3 days and now she got COVID. Because she just called out of work because she's like, well, I can make extra $600. You know,
so are they paying people to stay home with COVID right now?
No, that's what she thinks is going to happen. That's what she thinks is going to happen. So you already know. You already know. This is why you follow that bitch, because she's that one. And you're just sitting there like, I can't comment because you know you're going to get blocked. You know it. But you're like,
You just stay on the download and just keep it for content. You just keep watching them.
No, I actually have like three groups on Facebook where we all screenshot these bitches and send them to each other. And we're all like the mean girls with our burn book, but it's like on Messenger. I'm not going to lie to you. It's the truth. We do it. And we send it to each other. And we're just like, train
ride. I almost spit my soda in the burn book.
I'm that mean girl. Yeah. Because they're just like, what? I'm like, what is, why are you putting this into the pub? And they're like, don't talk to me. I'm leaving Facebook for 4 hours. I'll be back when I can handle it.
Wow. You see so many of those.
Thanks for that update. Had you not told us, we wouldn't have fucking noticed you were gone. But now that I know, we'll make sure not to post on your wall where the hell have you been for the last 4 hours. Don't worry. I can't. Jesus. Now the bitch has got, I got Miss Rona.
You have not.
But you know, okay, following on from that though, do you find like now, and I guess there's a fear too, like we all get like little head colds and stuff like that. Like every time we get like a sniffle and stuff, do you like fear it's, you know, like it could be Miss Rona. Like we all think that.
I had a tickle in my throat the other day. I was writing my obituary.
Like 19 times.
Like finalize the will real quick.
Patients show up on your floor with lice and you can't stop itching your head. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's that suggestibility we have.
I've had a lot of fun. I've written out like 15 different wills, but I've changed who I've left the kids to.
Jeffrey.
I have a real one.
Are you living your life like the mother in Beaches right now? Like sitting on the beach? Will you take my daughter?
I want clues in each one as to who like the real person is, and it's kind of a scavenger hunt, you know? And I wrote my own eulogy just in case like funerals are back in session.
Of course you did. Well, here in Australia, is there restrictions? Guys, is there restrictions there on how many people can attend a funeral right now? Because here there is.
Absolutely.
None.
Yeah, you can only have 10 people at a funeral, 5 people at a wedding. My daughter's baptism, like I was getting it done late. I should have had it done when she was a baby. But I left it late because I do things like that. I had it scheduled for this month. It was a few days ago on Sunday. It was cancelled because the church has shut down all unnecessary services. So she's still a heathen now.
Dude, Uncle Lenny Shitbag's about to bite the big one, man. They just moved him by ambulance from the rehab over to the freaking hospital.
Who's that, Jeff?
What?
Who?
Uncle Shitbag Lenny.
Oh, okay.
You know the one with the shitbag?
I thought you said like Sheamus or something.
I know some of your relatives. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody I know and love.
Probably.
Oh, gosh.
He's on that side.
Look, actually, so what I wanted to get to, though, because we've been so, like, COVID. So we've got lots of guests coming on the show now, Jeff. Like, what's going on? So we've got.
I know.
Give us a rundown. Or James should give us a rundown. Actually, James, get in the show. Give us who we've got.
James.
Oh, she's snapping. No. You got yourself on mute, girl. You're on mute.
Fuck. Okay. Coming on Tuesday, April 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Zach No Towers, or as Jeffrey refers to him as Noah.
Hey, Zach.
So he'll be with us next Tuesday. Next Thursday. You said you can't do next Tuesday? Next Thursday, April 9th, we have Peter Page from Queer as Folk. He also wrote and directed the new movie on Freeform called The Thing About Harry.
And Hulu. Go watch
and
it.
Hulu. And then a week from Tuesday, we have the fabulous Miss Rosie O'Donnell joining us Tuesday, April 14th.
I'm
going to have to figure out a way to do that one.
It's the Rosie.
You just have a day off work, Vera. Have your day off work, girl.
I'll tell you what, when we found out that Rosie was coming on to the show, we both lost our minds. It was
I'm taking work off that day. Just so you know, boss, if you watch this, because I accidentally invited all of my friends list to the page. So my colleagues all know that I ain't coming in on the 15th.
James was like, are you going to let anybody else do the show with you that day? I'm like, my name's not Jay. I wouldn't do that, but it's going to be rough because it's going to be like, the time that she had like Barbara on, she was like bawling like a bitch and going nuts. I'm like, oh.
Well, look, we and just got to allocate, like, Jeff, you be the main interviewer. We'll just interject.
How? Yeah. The hell? I'm like, I don't even know. Like, how the fuck?
I'll do it.
I'm like, how the hell do you interview? Like, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, when you go to like interview Oprah or Barbara Walters, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just...
I'll do it. My first major was journalism.
Don't worry. Rosie's walked this road before. She'll be fine in the interview. She'll make it flow.
I know.
She knows her shit. Like,
there's, you know, when you spend...
You're going to ask her to rag on Trump?
I got... Well, you know, too, like, I want to kind of...
No, because that's so...
Like, there's so many... All these years, you know, where you're like, oh, maybe someday. Yeah. And it's like, oh, shit. I got to cram that all into, okay, all right. Yeah.
So we got Rosie. And then, look, we also do have, but it's only just been booked today, guys. So I'm just like this little spoiler as well.
I saw
that. We have Todd Farmer, who's like, yeah, he's a horror writer. He's acted in a lot of the films he's written because he's versatile. He's straight versatile. he wrote Jason X. So he's been in a Friday the 13th film. He did the remake of My Bloody Valentine. He did Drive Angry that starred Nicolas Cage, and he also acted in that as well as wrote it. So that's going to be fun, and I reckon we should do that as like a little horror show. You know, like maybe dress up. Why not?
Oh, you have fun.
Because we got nothing else to do when we're housebound with COVID.
Yeah, I'll dress up as Jeffrey 20 pounds lighter. I'll change the camera angle.
Get a little axe through
He's
the head.
He's trying to find filters.
Headpiece. I'll just do this the whole time.
No. Just suck it in.
That does not look good.
Oh my god! Okay, so wait, James, what? Yeah. What was the other shit we were supposed to talk about?
Well, see, I've got like
we got 10 more minutes, kids. Come on,
a long list of things to do here.
We have graphics. We have graphics, kids. We have to use them.
We do.
Yeah. James has been gone for it.
So let's try to jump into one of our topics tonight. As reporters keep asking about the dissolution of the pandemic response team, they get told it's false information. How do we feel about reporters being attacked for doing their jobs? And anyone who's watching, sound off in the comments.
I think it's tyranny. Flies in the face of our constitution.
Reporters have to do their job, but there is people... Look, I guess that they're sort of pulling up, like, there is the sensationalizing. I mean, we've been accused of that too. But this is what's happening in our lives. This is our lives right now. Yeah, why are you sensationalizing? What do you mean sensationalizing? We can't even do things anymore. I can't take my daughter to the movies. I can't even take her to a playground. That's not sensationalizing. That's reality, kids. Sorry. That's why we're talking about it.
Amber says, nope, it's literally what they're expected to do. Ask the hard questions. Get the public the truth.
Yeah. I agree with Amber.
I love
you. Yeah, absolutely.
You're fear-mongering. You're fear-mongering. I'm like, by asking a question? Okay, sure.
What about the guy that was so nasty? He's like, oh, because all these people are being laid off. And he commented on our page saying, oh, well, you should have had savings. You should have had this. Like, there's no excuse. Oh,
and then he was like,
yeah,
I'm being attacked.
That was on a different, that was on our different post.
Everybody, I was like, oh.
Yeah, sorry. That was,
I was like, you're.
I'm having trouble hearing Jeffrey.
I'm like, you could tell he was a Trump fan.
Oh, definitely. But he was just so nasty. Like, have your opinion, man. And then, like, the girl that was, going back and forth with him, she was asking him, like, hey, like, because then he was saying, like, I pulled myself out of poverty. And she's like, well, why don't you share that story instead? That might help people rather than attacking them. And then he was just like, oh, that's right, sweetie. Keep attacking me. and like just completely denigrating everyone. I was like, you're just a negative, horrible guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, so this is another one. Do you read it out, James? You read out better than us.
Well, in the comments that you were talking about were on this post. Unemployment lines, phone lines have left people outraged. Weeks of trying to finish initial claims and with frustrating dial tones adding to confusion and bitterness is the added $600 federal help. While overcompensating some, for many, they struggle to pay their bills. And the comment that initially started it was from Roger. It's called savings and not living beyond your means, common sense 101, which America lacks. Mm-hmm. And then Jacqueline commented saying, savings is not possible for some. Refer to literature on structural inequality for further insight. And it sparked a huge debate on that post on our Facebook page, if you guys want to go check that out.
After it blew up.
And
I even interjected. I try not to. I try to stay neutral, but I'm like, this bitch.
Mm-hmm. I know, I thought about
it. I was like, yeah, show it. Go on. I was a bit mean, but like, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, all I just said to him was like, you look alone in your profile photo. So I asked him the question, do you have a wife and do you have children, like dependents or and a mortgage? Because those things don't stop when you get laid off work. Even if you have savings, they will diminish pretty quickly if you don't have an income and you're supporting children. And he just like flew for me then. He's like, oh, you're making assumptions about me. Like you made assumptions about the whole world.
How many people are making minimum wage? You can't pay a mortgage and have savings if you're making minimum wage. Period.
Exactly. Most people, let's get real. The majority of people in this world live pay to pay. Let's be for real. Everyone lives pay to pay for the most part. You know, you got people who have really good incomes, who know how to save. You got people who don't have a lot of commitments who can save. And good for them. But, you know, a lion's share of our population will be decimated if they don't have an income. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you just got to go through history, kids. Look at the Depression. Look at everything that's transpired. Sorry, not everyone's sitting comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the roaring 20s all over again.
Even a family with a $100,000 income or a $150,000 income with three kids is not going to have savings that is going to last for an extended period of time because you have a lifestyle. You have kids that maybe are in sports or whatever extra stuff that they're doing. Like, it's expensive. It's not going to last forever. And if both parents are out of work, unemployment, even with the extra $600, is not going to make up for $150,000.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This money is just a drop in the ocean. It's not going to save people that have so many commitments. It's just, it's a buffer.
Exactly.
That's all.
Well, there's this victim shaming. You know, these people are victims of poor socioeconomic by the government for 40 years, and then we have to shame them into saying, why are you living beyond your means? Why are you going to the grocery store with manicured nails when you're using food stamps? You know, it's this victim-shaming mentality that
enslaves. And this schmuck is like, okay, so you didn't like our freaking question, and then you're going to come out and post shit, talk smack, and then you're going to whine when people are calling you out for your dumbass comment.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, you're attacking me. You came here attacking other people, you asshole.
Exactly.
Exactly.
About it. You take a class at Trump University?
I think he got schooled pretty quickly because the rebuttals weren't just his trolling stuff. Like, people were asking questions and trying to get him to really, like, reflect on his thoughts and develop some insight. And that frightened him more than had we just, you know, swore at him or carried on his level.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made him feel threatened.
It happens.
The same as, like, look, all of these other toxic people too. Like, I'm glad that the show is getting really popular, but it's just showing us how ugly, like, people can be. Like, they're saying the most terrible things. Guys, there's no need for it. Like, look, we all have opinions. Let's share them healthily and discuss them healthily. Just because I disagree with you doesn't mean that I need to go low. Well, except for that one time just recently.
We have a therapist.
Like, we can chat, though.
A nurse that works in mental health, that she could get you some help. And I've got the number for a great therapist, so we can hook you up.
Call now.
You're taking the time out of your busy day to go post on a show page.
And we should quickly talk about, where are the kids tonight? So we're missing Katie and Katrina. I know Katrina's like in some kind of lockdown right now, so she's like got heats going on. Katie's not here tonight, but we just want to acknowledge her. We miss you, Katie.
Hopefully she's having like, you know, good sex or something. I'm just not. Like, tonight I'm just like, I really have fun. I haven't even drank wine.
In days.
Oh, God.
Months.
It hasn't been months.
Well, it's nearly midday here. You can drink up to midday, right?
Been at least a month because I've been on those fat pills the shrink gave me for over a month now.
Everybody's breaking up. I'm having trouble hearing again.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. We only got 4 minutes left, so.
Yeah, so let's try to wrap it up. So, like, look, we got the celebrities coming. We've gone through our comments. What else can we talk about, James?
Your point.
Give us something.
What, Jeff?
His porn career.
My porn career. Well, I don't have one yet, but it could look that way. Hey, COVID gets real serious. I left it a little late, though, guys. I'll be like, you know, like the old girls, like Ginger Lynn and that, that just like, you know, come in every now and they're like, oh, hey, I'm still here. No one really wants to see that.
Oh my God. But can I just tell you, going back to my uncle that like got transferred to the hospital, like I have a very strict death policy. Okay. If you're in my life, you are not allowed to die except from like a Monday or a Sunday evening to like Tuesday afternoon. Like, I find it in such bad taste if you die from like a Wednesday.
Oh my God, Jeffrey.
And like, we thought he was going to die a couple weeks ago before all this shit went down, right? And like, he went to the ER and I told him right then, and he's got the shit bag for real. I was like, well, you're in an awfully shitty situation, aren't you? And he laughs. Like, he's got a great sense of humor. He's like, listen, if I'm going to die, I want to go home. You got to get me out of here. I said, look, I'll do it. But then he was lying to us. I said, look, you can't lie to me about this stuff. I want the truth. You want a guy that's going to get you out of here, have your ass cremated, put in ping pong balls, and have you shot out of hooker's hoo-ha's, I'm your dude. Okay? So they called me.
Jeffrey.
Like, the nursing home called. He fell. He hit his head the other day. And now he's unresponsive. His lungs or something stopped working. He's going to thing. This is it. It's over. You got to call the girls out of Florida. His kids tell them. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. We're doing this again. Ugh. You know, and the last time he was dead. It's over. And he pops up. I'm like, this dude's got more lives than a cat. Call the ER. He's not there yet. We finally get a hold of him. Yeah, he's alive. Okay. It's looking good. Okay, great. All right. No need to worry. I'm like, this son of a bitch is going to outlive us all. He's going to, call again. Nope, not good. 30-70 chance he's going to, kick the bucket. I'm like, somebody get me on speakerphone right now. He's not even making no lick of sense. And I said, listen here, you son of a bitch. I said, you take your Italian ass and you keep it going till Sunday. You hear me? I said, the weekend is coming. There is no dying allowed.
I will beat your God.
If you die before Sunday, you hear me? I got shit to do on a radio show I got to deal with. You told me you wouldn't die on no weekend, and don't you fuck with me now. You hear me, you son of a bitch? And you just hear this asshole, and he just starts coughing and laughing. He's like, okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what could you say?
If that son of a bitch dies before Sunday, I'm going to be pissed.
We're going to do a special show about it, aren't we?
I'm going to be so mad. He told me. I'm telling you. You could barely understand him, too, but he was laughing. He knew. I'm not playing. It's a very strict rule. Don't you screw up. If you're going to die, you die. You know, so people... Not that anybody's working.
Well, days. Jeff, guess what? On the topic of closing the curtains, it is the end of the show.
So. It is the end of the show.
Who the hell is this Aussie thinking of?
Oh, my God. You guys, be sure to check in with us April 7th for Zach No Towers next Tuesday.
Hey, Zach.
You know, weren't you? You know.
Hey, Zach.
And then next Thursday, again, we have Peter Page. He'll be joining us, and then a week from Miss Rosie. So we got a lot of some great shows to look forward to.
And we also have Todd. Todd's coming, but he's in the future.
Yes. Todd's coming, but he's in the future. I got to make a graphic for it.
Yeah, we'll do a horror one. We'll do it like I'll find some scenes from him in front of the 13th. We'll like this. We'll make it real cool.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We'll get like Katie and that to dress up as Final Girls. Vera, you can be a dress up as Mrs. Voorhees. Oh my God. Oh, do it. Big turtleneck sweater, like a permed wig, you know?
I think I'm going to be putting new fibers in my hair that night so people can't see how bald I am. So.
Yeah, bitch. That's.
All right. We still don't have an outro. That's... So I still got to work
on
it.
Oh, we don't have an outro. Okay. We need to do that too next time. All right, so we're just going. See you guys.
Night, everybody.
Bye.